Well, school districts around the country are grappling with a shortage of substitutes. So in Pennsylvania, hundreds of districts are turning to private staffing companies to help out. Laura Benshoff from Here Now contributor WHYY reports.
Substitute teachers have a lax reputation. They're to maintain order, give out a worksheet, or sometimes put on a movie to pass the time. But they're also critical for keeping kids from falling behind, says Nikki Bordale, Director of Professional Development for the Delaware County Intermediate Unit, which oversees all of the districts in that southeastern Pennsylvania county.
Especially with the demands on state testing and expectations now, you can't waste a day.
That means making measurable progress even when a teacher is out sick. But there's a problem. Pennsylvania is in the midst of a teacher shortage. Fewer than half the number of people who graduated from teacher training programs a few years ago are choosing the profession now. So districts are looking to fill the gaps, says Jim Buckheit, president of the Pennsylvania Association of School Administrators.
What is occurring is this huge, relatively new service has emerged across the state where companies now provide the service of providing substitute teachers.
Two of the biggest staffing agencies working in Pennsylvania are Source for Teachers and the Substitute Teacher Service. But a recent survey of 21 districts in the southeastern part of the state shows that last year, only about a quarter were able to consistently place substitute teachers in classrooms 90% of the time or better. Zach Shuck is the director of human resources for Quakertown area schools, where they had a harder time finding subs after switching to Source for Teachers.
I've spoken to many districts and other HR directors, and we really haven't seen a strong correlation, whether it's in-house or third-party. Everyone has been struggling.
Districts that shared historical data from before engaging a private company showed a real mixed bag. Some got a little better, some worse, and some stayed the same. None showed dramatic improvement. Most districts, even the ones still struggling to find subs, do stick with outsourcing, citing cost savings on things like pensions and health care. But teachers like Sydney Coffin, who works in a Philadelphia public high school, have some harsh words on what they see as the motivation for outsourcing that puts budgets before kids.
Well, I mean, it was a cost-cutting measure. It wasn't a let's make this system more efficient. I mean, I think that the real solution that would have to be done is to connect with every single education major in the city and say, you need to go see what it's really like to be a teacher, be a substitute.
When no fill-ins are available, an administrator has to step in, or another classroom teacher may lead two classes at once in a gym or cafeteria. In other words, no one has figured out how to fill the void. As a temporary fix, districts and private companies are leaning on something called emergency certification programs, sped up training to get temporary subs certified when more qualified candidates aren't available.
The first topic that I'm supposed to cover is child development, and it's supposed to go from 9 to 10:30.
Nora Connell is a special education expert who works for Delaware County Schools. It's a weekday morning, and she's helping lead a training for 13 new emergency substitutes. Emergency certification trainings can take a day or two. Compare that to the teaching degree typically needed to work as a sub in Pennsylvania.
Wow, I've taken about three credit courses on child development. How do I put that into an hour and a half worth of time?
After taking a dip in 2012, numbers of emergency substitutes shot up in 2015. Last year, the state handed out over 10,000 emergency teacher certifications, and anyone with a bachelor's degree can apply. While no one says having less training for substitutes is better, giving people a chance to sample the profession might help solve the root problem, less interest in teaching. Pam Reed is getting an emergency cert through the Delaware County program.
You know, children are my heart.
During a break in the training, she explains why she decided to sign up.
And I have three of my own, but I love them all. And that's how I ended up here today. I'm going to give it a shot.
Reed used to teach at a private school before having kids and later becoming a social worker. Now she's excited to check out working in public schools.
They're going to allow me to go into the classrooms and get to meet the children and then actually determine, is this how I want to finish my career?
Of course, if she graduates to teaching full-time, that's one less substitute in the pool. For Here and Now, I'm Laura Benshoff.